Now this is a dictation for Nancy. Scope, S-C-O-P-E. July 1844, addresses a letter to Dr. Maud Saxon, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Maud Saxon, follow up for Nancy with prior elevated calcium metabolic alkalosis, which has been intermittently, not permanent. Last visit was in June. Follows with neurology Dr. Shake. Multiple complainings. Problems of tremor. Worse on standing with frequent low blood pressure for what she is on midodrine. Isolated visit to the emergency room for elevated blood pressure, which was not persistent, no changes on medications. A lot of anxiety, depression, that medications has been adjusted. Presently on Xanax and Celexa. Prior clonopin was discontinued. Pulmonary function tests are going to be done because of increased dyspnea, usual limb activity not at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the beta blocker because of the tachycardia and the midodrine. Next paragraph, present blood pressure 128/70. No respiratory distress. Prior right side mastectomy. Neural wheezes, completely clear. No pericardial wrap. Appears regular. No abdominal distension. No edema or neurological problem. Next paragraph, chemistry is normal kidney function. Present electrolyte, acid base normal, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, PTH, normal, mild anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, renal function is normal. The prior calcium and phosphorus was not persistent. It was an isolated problem, etiology unknown, workup negative. Postural blood pressure remains on midodrine. Isolated high blood pressure not persistent. A number of other issues. Followed by dual neurology, prior right side mastectomy, some respiratory symptoms but negative physical exam. She blames this to having a pectus excavatum deformity. We will see here in a year, end of dictation.